Hey everybody, in this episode of the Box Office Breakdown, we're going to be talking about all this latest weekend's box office, including the disappointing results in King Arthur. Woo, we really overshot the target. Let's do it.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Box Office Breakdown. This is the show, of course, where we look back at the box office that was, and then we...
I'm just going to delay it every time now, I feel. Prognosticate. Oh, wow, hey, a lot of people talking. I like it. But we need to make that chat bigger, because, man, you guys are talking it up. I love it.
Do it. Yes, we prognosticate about the week that was. Yes. I'm one of your hosts, Frank Moran. You can follow me on Twitter and the Instagram at Happy Good Jackie.
Awesome. What's up, guys? My name is Carrie. You can find me online at Carrie Dealing. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-E-N-E. And we are, if you didn't quite catch what I was talking about, we do have a live chat, which everybody's talking up already, which is great. And if you're not watching this live, comment down below on the video.
Look at that, folks. And of course, always you can give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. Also, just hop in the chat, guys. That's what you've been doing.
Thumbs up on YouTube. Oh, do I gotta do that?
I always forget that. I'm sorry. Give us a thumbs up. Just do it. Yes. And why not? You're right there watching it anyway on YouTube. Why not just give it a thumbs up?
Exactly. That's what I do. I'm like.
There you go. Yeah. That's the least you could do. So we're going to just jump right into it. Of no surprise for last week, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 still going strong.
Oh, yeah.
Drop of 58%, but still, I mean, it's
it was pretty high to start. So
yes, so not a problem there. It came in with another. Did you do? Oh, I'm sorry, look at that wrong. Another $63 million there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, putting it so far as of Sunday morning, there are $246 million total there domestically. Oh, yeah. So yeah, they're doing okay.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, they're all right. Random question with that, and Neil, have you pondered this? And this is not a spoiler, guys, so it's don't worry, because they don't talk about it in the movie at all, but it's one of those moments where you're like, wait. Or like, wait, no. Never mind, I'll have to talk about it after. I was like, wait, maybe that could be something, because you haven't seen the movie at all. Well, no, not really. Could Mantis be his sister?
Whose?
Quill? Yeah.
I don't think so, because Ego said he found...
Think about it, right? It's an interesting pondering thing.
Yeah, I guess. But I'd also think that, we had that huge just wasteland
I was just saying, don't say anything if anybody seen it. But it's because she's important.
Yeah. You know,
we'll talk more after, but Carrie, I thought it's a really interesting question.
She mentioned Neil, and of course, that was my fault for.
I know, look at you.
I was off my game. I was on a sugar high thanks to Carrie Lynn bringing some delicious chocolates. But of course, the man who without all of this would not be possible. You wouldn't be able to hear it, watch it, enjoy it. Neil Plumley in the booth.
Hey, it's me. I'm in the booth.
Yay!
My name's Neil Plumley. You can find me on Twitter at THENEILPLUMLEY. And boy, were we off our game.
It's all right. That's sometimes fun to be off.
Oh, yeah. I know. Twitter enjoys when... Yeah, they're big fans. Yeah, big fans. There you go.
You know you made it when you got the haters.
That's right. Well, I know you did put it that way. Yeah. Yeah. You put that post out there about your Handmaiden's Tale's exploits.
Yeah. Yep. And it's cute. Someone's like, oh, that's your first. I'm like, oh, no, they're not the first. I haven't had anything for a while, though, so that's not encouraging you guys.
but Carrie needs some more haters. All right, let's get on that. Coming in at number 2 was Snatched. Surprisingly enough, the Amy Schumer Goldie Hawn film from Fox pulled in $17.5 million.
But that's the one that we're like, well, this Mother's Day weekend, and it could be that comedy that they might, like, people go of like, oh, let's watch that.
It was one of those, from what everything that I was reading and seeing, is that reviewed poorly by critics, but seemed to be very positively viewed by fans. So,
yeah, I have no interest to see them.
No, I know, and that's a shame. Let's see. I know we already got people in the chat talking about.
Like Adelia's comment. Adelia says, "So said it last week. Snatch would beat King Arthur. At least the movie knows its market."
Oh wow! I just saw at the top. I don't know who said it there in the chat, but R.I.P. Powers Booth. He passed away today?
I have not.
Oh, my word. That's a shame. That's the last thing that I remember seeing him in was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Last season. Good old Powers Booth. Awesome in Tombstone.
Albin says you can skip Snatch. All right.
Oh, Albin, you went and saw it? Oh, my word. Look at you. I'm so proud of you.
I just watching that trailer, I was like, nope. But I know I have a in-person comedy's great for me, of like, you know, in chatting with people, I think I can be funny sometimes. But watching movies, what I find humorous, I've learned, is very particular, because like, I'll talk to people, I'm like, it wasn't that funny. And they're like, well, then what do you like? I'm like, well, hold on, I gotta think about that for a while then.
Can you name me just one comedy that you really enjoy, that you even will go back to now to watch because you still enjoy it?
I might have to think a while.
Okay, think about it throughout the course of the show.
Or it's more like, I like when comedy's blended into something else. There's very few like straight up comedy where I'm like, yeah.
Because I know you're not a fan of like the Will Ferrell types of comedy.
I did like Old School.
Okay.
He's better in the ensemble, not the individual as much.
So, like, Talladega Nights, not your cup of tea.
I didn't see that one. Step Brothers? No.
No? I don't know. It's been playing a lot on HBO recently.
Legend says, probably the best scenes are in the trailer. I think you're referring to Snatch. And Alvin said, definitely one is a free library rental, right?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't mind Trainwreck. That wasn't bad. That the
I did like Schumer that. That was Bill pretty Hader. Good. Yeah.
But from what I've heard, this is no train wreck. So, yeah. So coming in number three, let's just hop right into it, folks. That was the film that was the subject of our box office bet, King Arthur, A Legend of the Sword.
Mm-hmm.
We all vastly overestimated how much this is going to do. It ended up in pulling in $14.7 million. Carrie Lane had the closest at, I think you're 45, weren't you? I went 45. You went 45. I went 55. And Neil went 60.
Oh, I was the lowest. Yeah.
You were the lowest. So, yes.
Wow. Woo.
Yeah. So, Neil.
So, wait, Neil. Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
You know
I'm going to need to find some time to see this movie.
You know what's sad, though? I still actually want to see it.
You want to go instead of me?
We can go together. We'll watch it and we'll talk about it.
All right. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
We'll make fun of it. We had talked about me and Frank doing that.
That's so right.
That actually sounds like a pretty decent time. Frank, you should come too.
All right. Yay! All right. We'll do it. We'll do a
field trip.
It's a family outing. King Arthur. Legend of the Sword. I mean, I like the way Guy Ritchie shoots stuff. I just feel like the story's not going to do so.
Yeah.
Well. As Albin says, summed up all our thoughts precisely with one word: tanked.
Actually, totally not related, but I saw rental videos that I enjoyed.
Oh, okay.
I rented stuff. I watched The Dressmaker with Kate Winslet, Australian film.
Okay.
Not what I expected. It's like turns into a weird dark comedy. Wow. Like there are things that happen that are kind of dark but are comedic, so it was weird. But I did enjoy it. Oh, somebody did say, I think it's Binget says, King Arthur is not a bad movie. Thanks. Good. No, see, I'm like, I still don't see it. And then I also watched, we talked about this a little day, the other day, is I watched The Girl with All the Gifts.
Yes.
Girl with All the Gifts. Gift.
I actually really want to see that movie because
it's cool.
I read the book and I was fascinated by it.
I didn't know it was a book.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it's not gonna you know, stop your heart or anything, but it's a pretty decent book, and I like the concept.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was a movie already made, and I was like, "What?
Yes.
How come I didn't hear about this? Is it good? Did you like it?
I did. It's a little bit of a slow burn, but it is a cool take on zombies. So if you guys have no idea what it is, it's kind of like a post-apocalyptic zombie movie where these children are essentially zombies, but they don't look like zombies. They look like regular kids, and people either cover up their skin or they wear this gel, like lotion, to cover up the smell of their skin. But if you, like the guy, there's a scene, he rubs it off and puts it in front of the kid's face. And their zombies are like these, they put, like, if you do the subtitle, it's like chitter. So it's like chop, 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 chop with their teeth.
Oh.
And it's creepy. But there are regular zombies too. But I liked it. And then if you're a fan of The Expanse, Dominic Tipper is in it. Naomi is in it. Not that long. But it's cool. It's if you like zombie movies, it's a fun one to add to your knowledge.
Oh, all right.
I'm excited.
Nice.
Yeah, I was actually looking forward to seeing that when I saw the trailer, and then I realized it was like in and out of theaters in like a foreign market, like in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna have to pick it up sometime and watch it. But I'm glad you liked it.
Just know it's a slow burn. I think it's better when you go the whole time, even though it's a zombie. There are moments of tension. In general, it's slower.
Just hop in the chat right here because there's some talk about another trailer that released this week is the new trailer for Blade Runner 2049. Yeah. And we have Scott Patterson in the chat saying that it has a production budget of $200 million.
Oof.
And as Alvin's saying, they might not tank, but they won't make back their money.
They said that about Valerian, too, which I'm still excited for Valerian.
Did both you guys see the trailer? What did you guys think?
I actually hadn't gotten to that trailer yet.
I have seen the trailer.
What do you think? Now, do you think it can make back its money?
I think, I don't know, it could fall into that John Carter space where it didn't exactly tank in the box office, but because of like mismarketing budgets, it definitely tanked financially.
Got it.
And I feel the same way about Valerian. I think it could easily fall into that boat, especially since it's based on something, but it's not a widely known thing based on,
mm-hmm.
at least in the Western world of
mm-hmm.
movie watchers. But I want to hold out some hope for Blade Runner because, I mean, the first one just freaking blew my mind.
Yeah.
When I saw it as a kid. But we'll just, I guess we'll just got to see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, interesting, like with Valerian, because the director of that, I mean, he usually does, I mean, with like Taken and stuff like that, he does more lower, he kind of comes into lower budget for stuff.
Well, Luc Besson did Fifth Element. Is probably the most like grandiose special effects thing, but he has been involved with so many other films as well, like District B-13. I think he was also involved with the remake of it here. Brick Mansions, and which had our actor from Fast and the Furious. Then just lots of other movies that are just great action movies. So we'll see. I just don't know how many people know here specifically. Like if you are a fan of his films, you're like, yes. But I think if someone didn't know them, I think Fifth Element would be the one. They're like, oh, yeah, and the professional. Yeah. And then they go, oh, okay, that guy. But they still might be like,
As long as it doesn't have Chris Tucker in it, it's going to be a good movie.
You hating.
I can't. That's just, it's so annoying. Nails on a chalkboard. It has a budget of $180 million. Thank you, Sky. So, yeah, that might be a little rough then, making that money back. Who knows?
We'll see. It's one of those, it might do well world market.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think that's safe to say. I think globally.
Cool sci-fi?
Yeah. I think it'll play pretty easily. Mm-hmm. Domestically it might be a struggle, but I think you got a good point there, Carrie.
But it looks visually really interesting that people, if they're into sci-fi, might be like, "Oh, okay." You know, even if they don't know anything about it.
Yeah, but true, didn't like Jupiter is Falling look kind
Jupiter's
of visually
ending.
Jupiter Ascending.
That movie
yeah.
was terrible.
But no, it's not. Cool. It's so good.
No, come on.
Yes, I really liked it, actually.
But it looked, the trailers made it look cool. There were some cool elements into it, and yet it just,
oh,
it's
I
a
really
rough one.
I liked it.
Super Eddie Redmayne was just kind of whisper talk throughout the whole movie. Like, oh, boy. All right, Eddie.
Oh, no, I really liked it.
He made a choice, and he stuck with it. I don't know if it was the one I would have made. But yes. Yeah, that was a movie that was disappointing. And I wanted to love it so much. I was like, oh, man, this is an awesome thing by the Wachowskis. I'm, mm-hmm. I'm jazzed. And then I was just like,
well, now it's the Wachowskis sisters.
That's true.
Which, love Sense8. If you guys aren't watching Sense8, oh, my gosh.
But if I just refer to them as Wachowskis, or Wachowskis,
that's fine.
That's fine, right?
Okay.
It's
just interesting. I had to explain to a friend. I'm like, well, now they're the Wachowski sisters.
That's amazing, though. Yeah. It is really cool. All right, so
back to the list.
Yes. Coming in number 4, Fate of the Furious, another $5.3 million. And
still going there.
Yeah, still going strong. And finally, The Boss Baby from Fox, $4.6 million.
Yep.
Yes.
Binge it in the chat. Valerian can surprise if it's good. Yeah, I feel that might be a word of mouth one, too. It might be one of those, like, the hardcore fans that know exactly what it is are going to be like, yes. And then it'll just spread to other people going, no, it's really cool.
Sky Patterson has brought up this several times about Guy Ritchie and him directing the Aladdin live-action version for Disney in 2018. And given his, he's kind of concerned about Guy Ritchie directing that.
I think anytime you're making Disney cartoons live-action, and the more fantastical it is, the more I'm like, okay. I mean, Beauty and the Beast is too, but actually, something I don't know if we talked about before when it was out, but I had a friend bring it up, and I'm like, yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about it too much when watching it, but when they said it, yeah, people agree with you in chat. They're like, no, Jupiter Ascending's bad. No, it's so fun. They'd wish that the Beast had more practical effects rather than mostly special effects. And I'm like, yeah, you could have done it. They did in the 80s, and it still looked cool on the show. So why didn't you do it with the live action?
That's right. Ron Perlman was kicking butt looking like a beast. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... I don't know about this one, especially because I had heard like the rumors that if they're still in talks, maybe Will Smith taking over the role of the genie.
Right. Yeah, there was that. Be like, oh man, that's gonna be tricky.
I think it's gonna be tough for anybody to kind of without the comparisons to Robin Williams are gonna be. Oh right yeah. There. So
like I mean, that's the other problem too. If like, I think Beauty and the Beast, nobody could really. You won't name the real people. You'd be like. Who are the voices? But, you know, specifically Aladdin, like the genie, you know exactly who did those voices.
Very true.
Kind of idea. Because he did multiple voices while he was doing the genie.
Yeah. I mean,
and impressions and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I can only, well, just, yeah, the genie. I mean, yeah, I'd be interested to see what Guy Ritchie does with that. Here we go. Legion, Jupiter looked terrible, no desire to watch, and not a huge fan of Channing.
Oh, fair enough.
Come on.
Oh, Albus is not even worth the free rental. Okay, gosh, guys, come on, calm down.
No, I'm with Albin there.
Really?
Yeah, that movie was a waste of my time.
No, I really liked it.
But she was you know cleaning bathrooms and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, and she loves dogs. She just loves dogs so much.
That's right. Well, talking about international numbers here.
Mm-hmm. And Boss Baby made $5 million.
Oh, Boss Baby made $5 million.
Still there.
Yeah, Boss Baby.
I mean, no, it made 4.6. Sorry, guys, but it's number 5 on the list.
Rounding up. Look at that. So the Boss Baby's still going strong. It's going. I can't believe it. Internationally, though, we've got Ridley Scott's Alien Covenant started releasing international markets there. Mm-hmm. So it's got $42 million worth of moviegoers to go see it in 34 markets. And Fox unleashed the Prometheus sequel to number ones in 19 markets ahead of the May 19th domestic bow, and came out with the number 2 movie at the international box office.
I want to pause. Sean Bowman there said Jupiter is great. Thank you. I got one.
I got to pause just to get that. Yep.
I'm like, whoa! Wait a minute.
I got that validation. Albin agreed with me. Eddie Redmayne should have lost the Oscar he had just gotten for that movie. Poor Eddie. He gave it the college try for that.
And Albin, Wachowskis are doing amazing with Sense8. So if you guys aren't watching that show, it's so good.
Also will go ahead and agree with Carrie. Sense8 is fantastic.
Oh my gosh!
Season 2. It's on Netflix. It's amazing.
Yes. We're still talking about Beauty and the Beast one. Jody, I love the 1980s Beauty and the Beast with Ron Perlman and Linda Hamilton, and the makeup job they did on Ron was the Beast was fantastic. The CW remake of the show sucked.
No, that's true. But it ended up going for 3 or 4 seasons.
Beauty and the Beast?
Did it go 4?
Which one? The first episode?
The CW version.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it actually got a 4th season.
I know the old one. I have it on DVD.
When was the last time you watched an episode?
Oh, a while ago, but I bought it, and so I could watch it.
I just wonder, I think I have at least 2 seasons. You go back to that Beauty and the Beast, Ron Perlman.
I have too much movies and shows to consume that it's really hard for me to go back and rewatch something because I'm like, there's so much more I need to see. So people are like quoting movies or referencing things. I'm like, I saw it once maybe when it came out. I haven't had time.
No, there's so much to see in so little time.
Yep.
So King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, debuted in some key markets overseas. It extracted $29.1 million in its launch, with number ones in 29 markets, the only major one being Russia. China went medieval on the movie with just a $5 million start.
Mm-hmm.
And Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 got into its third weekend offshore, adding $52.2 million overseas. Mm-hmm. Now it has a worldwide total of $630.6 million.
Nice.
Look at that. It is going strong. There are no major wide releases next week, although we'll see an expansion of Alien Covenant and King Arthur, and the Cannes Film Festival kicks off on Wednesday. So look at that. As Sky Patterson says, Dwayne Johnson or Alan Tudyk as the genie in the upcoming live-action genie film. It would be interesting.
I like both those options.
Yeah.
Could be interesting.
Yeah, it would... I think I like either of those more than Will Smith, for sure.
I do, too.
Yeah, I would... I think if I had to choose, I think it'd be more interesting to see what Alan Tudyk would do with that. Because I feel like seeing The Rock in Moana, or hearing The Rock in Moana, I feel like, okay.
He was good.
He was good in that, but I feel like, all right. I feel like I'd know what he would bring to it. I think I'd be curious to see what Alan Tudyk would do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like Dwayne Johnson can technically pull it off. I don't know if it would be... on the same caliber, or I mean, I don't know if anyone could be on the same caliber, but if it's between Dwayne Johnson and Alan Tudyk, I think that Tudyk could do it better than Johnson can.
Mm.
And leave it to Tanya there in the chat to fact check
this
on the CW Beauty and the Beast show. 4 seasons.
Look at
that. I just felt that.
Well, and then the But then Jody also said four seasons for the 1980s one.
No, four seasons in the 80s was only three.
Oh, three.
And then the last season, that's like Linda Hamilton like left the show halfway through, right? And they killed her character off. There you go. Things that have just stuck in my head throughout the years. There you go. Very, very useful information. And that brings us to today. Look at that.
Yeah.
So, of course, we've got some films that are going to be up for your voting consideration for next week's or this week's box office bet, which is one, Alien Covenant. Looking forward to that. We have Diary of the Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, and then Everything, Everything from Warner Brothers as well. That's a little drama action. So before we get into that, though, we always like to do a little box office rewind of an actor and take a look back at his top five films. Decided to go with one of the Alien Covenant stars, Danny McBride, who, I talked about a little last week, got a chance to see an early screening of it. Liked him in the movie.
You didn't love the movie, right?
The movie disappointed me. He was good in it. Okay. But the movie was kind of, I was not as disappointed with it as I was by Prometheus. Prometheus disappointed me more. This one, less disappointment, but still some frustrations. So I thought, let's look back at Danny McBride's top five films now. His top four are all animated. So we're going to skip the animated ones. We'll just go with his top five live action ones. So coming in at number five for him was 30 Minutes or Less from Stoney back in 2011.
Nope, 13.3.
No, that was with also with... what's his name? Now You See Me or Lex Luthor?
Andy
Samberg. Andy Samberg? No.
It's one of those things where you're just having a name and you're like, nope, they're not connected.
What's his name? I just blanked on the guy's name. Look at me. This is terrible. I know the chat will correct me in just a moment here for that.
I was going to say, I should have just waited.
There we go. Neil, Lex Luthor in Superman versus Batman. Played by
Jesse Eisenberg.
That was
there
it.
We go.
Yes.
Jesse.
There we go. From
30 You're throwing me off with the A, and I'm like,
number four.
Thank
for
you, chat
him,
room.
Land of the Lost.
Yeah, Tanya, I see your thing. I'm sorry, I haven't posted that yet.
From 2009, $18.8 million. That was another disappointing movie too.
It was. It was weird. I really liked the show. I remember watching the show on like reruns on TV.
Yeah.
I just, I don't remember why I didn't like the movie, but I just was like,
It was just which was a shame.
Yeah.
I remember being excited for it, but, yes, this album says the horrible casting of Jesse Eisenberg.
No, Jody, it's not after one, it's late for us, but, I just haven't posted that yet.
I don't think Jesse was so horribly casted as much as he was so horribly directed in that movie. I feel like him as an actor could have pulled it off, but someone just has to stop Zack Snyder where he stands.
Are you going to be that man, Neil? We need you on that wall.
They're going to have to chase me because I can take it.
Aww.
Ooh. Number three for Danny McBride, This is the End from 2013, $20.7 million.
I remember I liked it, but I didn't. Once the weird stuff happens with Emma Watson, right?
Yeah.
Like, once that plot point changes, I was like, oh, we just got weird. Why did we go that way? I was liking it till then, and then I was like, and thank you, Hugh, by the way. And then the end with the crazy musical cameo, that helped, but I was like, I was liking this, and then it fizzled out for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I was excited about it, but it did not live up to my expectations. I went in with a lot. I was holding my hopes high for this one. Because I'd heard about this had been like in a development for a long time. Because like with Seth and... now I'm blanking on his name too. Yeah, the script had been in development for a while. Mm-hmm. And so then when it kind of expanded and kind of included James Franco.
I mean, it's great, all the cameos they
Jonah
had
Hill
and
everything. Yeah.
But just when the Emma Watson plot, it's been out for a while, guys, but still, I didn't want to spoil what it is. But where they went with that, I was like, why? They just made it weird. And you're just like, okay, whatever.
Coming to number two, Pineapple Express, 2008, $23.2 million.
I did enjoy it.
That's
I didn't love it, but it's fun.
And number one for Danny McBride, Tropic Thunder.
I did like Tropic Thunder. There you go. That's a comedy that I did like.
There you go. Rewatchable for you? Where you're like,
probably.
Okay, so if it was on TV, would you stay?
I don't do that either, though. If I'm on vacation, that's about the only time I watch a movie on TV, like where it's just on.
And then if you caught it, you would watch it. But otherwise,
no, because TV edits stuff.
Okay.
Even as a kid, I was like, nope, they cut stuff out and they cut for time, unless it's a channel like. I never had those channels where they would leave it true. Because I'm like, no, I'm going to rent it. I want to see everything.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. All right. But if you had pay channels like HBO and you were just having to be strolling through and you caught Tropic Thunder on, you'd stop and watch?
I might have something else new at home to watch
anyways. Gotcha. Okay.
I think rewatching stuff is mainly more like if I'm doing something else. That's when I've rewatched stuff. Like I'll put it on because I already know it. Sorry, I was looking. Jody says Nathan Lane should have been cast in the new Lion King. I hope they get original actor who voiced Scar to play Scar. Interesting. Oh, Jeremy Nathan Irons? Lane was so good.
If you get Jeremy Irons to voice Scar again, that would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, like I don't understand the people. I don't know about you guys in the chat, and leave that as a comment below in a way too. I don't understand. I have friends who do this where they will watch a movie that's new. They have not seen it at home, but they'll still be doing other stuff. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, no, I got to watch it at least through the first time.
Yeah,
through.
Yeah, that's a no-no. That's a big old fat no-no.
Yes. Thank you. And I've been that friend who I'm hanging out with you and like, oh, no, we'll pause so until we can talk.
Yeah, there you go.
And then we're done? Okay, play. Wait, you got something else? Hold on. Yeah. Like, no, I'm like, we're not talking over it unless absolutely no character is talking. I'm like, no.
Yeah, we got to watch.
Yes.
Respect the artists.
Yeah.
But like Deadpool, I remember I have some pay cable channels and I was flipping through.
I would maybe rewatch that one.
Deadpool happened to be on. So I was like, oh, I'll just finish watching it from where it was.
I've rewatched subtitled movies again because you might have probably missed something. Hmm. Or if I really liked it. Yeah. So. Yeah.
And Tom Cruise was he was good in Tropic Thunder. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed him in that. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, as you're voting there in the box office bet, I see Die Wimpy Kid. I see. Hopefully, do we see any aliens? I don't know. We'll see if we have seen an alien covenant in there. Feel free to start throwing your votes there in the chat. I know Alvin's there. We'll kind of come to you, Alvin, to see what the totals are in a little bit. But we'll also do our top five first here. So we've got Alien Covenant, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, and Everything in contention for next week's top five. Mm. Now, Alien Covenant coming in at 3,600 screens.
Dear Lord, 36,000.
That would be ridiculous. Fox is really making sure they get number one. Diary of a Wimpy Kid is in 2,900 screens, and Everything is in over 2,800 screens.
Legend says, depends on the movie. I've talked through Tarzan. But the music's so good. How would you talk over Phil Collins,
yes,
man?
Come on. Oh, that is,
love that soundtrack.
He is. That is really good. I would.
Alvin said, LOL, Tarzan was another average movie. It was so good.
That moment where he meets Jane and they're singing that song about them connecting, I Want to Know.
About the remake.
Oh, are you talking about the live action that came out that was Alexander Skarsgård last summer?
Unless you guys are talking about that, because I was like, the Disney one? No. Man, the song, there's, which one was it? I think it was the latest one. Okay, Alvin said the latest one. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. The song of like, I'm not there, or I'll be in your heart. Oh my gosh, I can hear that and I'll be like, it's so good, I'm crying.
Well, they do play that song again in the Warner Brothers remake. No, I'm just kidding.
If you guys were listening, I just glared over at him.
Alexander Skarsgård sings that to Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
It's a touching moment.
No.
No? Okay. So we'll do our look back at the top five and see where Alien Covenant, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, and Everything fit into our top five. Neil, do you have any thoughts about how next week's top five may look?
I do have some thoughts. I don't know if they're fully rounded out. I know that I want to keep Guardians at number one, at least for one more week.
Interesting.
Probably have Alien at two, and probably Wimpy Kid at three, just because, I don't know, maybe. I mean, because kids will go and see Guardians, but I'm trying to think, like, I think I'm going to stick with that. Diary of Wimpy Kid at three for the childhood audience. And for those dads that take their kids and all their friends to the movies and then go and see Alien instead.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm trying to think.
Now,
I don't know about everything.
Back to Legend's defense, Tarzan with Alexander. Don't talk through Disney. Thank you. Good point. I like the first Diary of Wimpy Kid. I don't know how this next one looks all right.
But for Alien, though, does the idea that they change the name from Prometheus kind of get it more in line with the core franchise with an alien?
Sure, yeah.
First, does that get you more like, all right, yeah, I really want to see this film?
But other people.
Do you feel like just what happened in Prometheus has kind of turned you off in being really invested in these alien films?
I was also so frustrated with that movie that I was like, no.
It'd be interesting, like, if Prometheus did not exist, and this was, like, kind of like the first thing that really Scott had coming back into, would people be more excited?
Yeah. So I was going to say, I love that all of you in the chat are coming to Snyder's defense. There's quite a few people going, whoa, stopping the hate. I know, right, guys? All right, Ken Jack says, number one, Alien Covenant, two, Guardians of the Galaxy. Really interesting. Guardians of the Galaxy, three, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, four, everything, and then Snatch. Interesting.
Go
ahead.
To round up my five, I think I'll go with the last two that Ken Jack brought up. Everything, and Snatched.
Okay.
So, but my order would be Guardians, Alien, Diary, and then everything, Snatched to round it out. I don't know. There's a lot of factors going into this weekend.
Yeah.
I feel like we're just throwing darts blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Jody says everything wasn't a popular book. Like, I mean, not as popular as Fault or Twilight, and they changed the book from the movie, so fans won't like it. Interesting. And Legend point out, yes, Hulu does have a bunch of Disney movies right now.
Oh yeah, check out Hunchback. It's been a long time since I've seen Hunchback.
I love that movie.
The bells off. No,
that's like a more of a operatic Disney musical, because it's very serious drama. Okay, I'm going to go with number one, Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, I think Alien could be two. No. Alvin hating on Sucker Punch? That was such a good movie.
What? No, are you kidding me? That movie infuriated me. That movie is... There are moments in there that are really cool visuals, but the story is garbage.
No, I've rewatched it. I'm like, I love it.
No, Carrie, no! Oh, no!
Sucker Punch is a perfect example of a movie that is awesome, but is not at all good.
Yeah.
And by that I mean, you could have it on mute at a party, and everyone will be totally transfixed. But the moment you turn the sound on and people can hear the dialogue that's written,
I liked it.
The whole thing falls apart.
Yeah.
Visually, rewatched it, loved it.
And like some of the concepts of the locations and the enemies and the fight sequences were, like I said, awesome.
Yes.
So that movie is not good.
Like during the first fight sequence where she's fighting against like those giant, I guess, robots or whatever. Like, yeah. I thought, like, watching that sequence, I got excited because I knew he was going to be directing Superman. I was like, all right, this. If he's doing this with this, I can't imagine what he's going to do with Superman. This will be really cool. But then, as more of the plot starts going on,
Hugh says, agreed, Sucker Punch is a cool movie. Oh. I saw it with a few people, but we were split when we saw it. I feel that it's a hit or miss movie. And 300. I love 300.
True. That was an enjoyable movie.
Now, see, that one I would actually argue is better than the graphic novel because the graphic novel is so thin that they added much more to it. Like his wife's character is barely in the graphic novel. It's like a little tiny thin book. It's like, honey, I'm leaving. Kiss goodbye. That's it. So I was like, oh, I love that they build upon it. But yeah, anyways. No, I really did like Sucker Punch, and I know other people did, but whatever.
Oof, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Patrick Glanville, Glanville says, Snyder did the best comic book movie ever made, Watchmen. That's... Oof.
I did really like Watchmen, but I don't think it's the best comic book movie ever made, but I did like it a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
All right. So
Guardians of the Galaxy, Alien. I think Diary of Wimpy Kid could do well because it's another family one. So I'll put that at three. 4, let's keep Snatched, and then 5, Everything.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to go Guardians, Aliens, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Snatched, and I'm going to say, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say King Arthur.
I don't think as what?
As number 5. I don't think everything's going to do well enough to get in the top 5. I think
agree with the 1 through 4 that we've said?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it works out for him.
Thanks, Neil. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we get to the part where we're going to do our box office bet. Now, let's see. Alvin, I will look to you to see if you have a little running total of everything that's happening
in
there.
I like this. Thanks, Hugh. I think the story of Sucker Punch went over people's heads.
No.
Apparently, it just went over your heads, guys.
Oh, no way. Oh, boy. Yeah. Dawn of the Dead. I did enjoy that, too.
I did like that, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
So, of course, as we're waiting, I'll explain the box office bet. The way that works is that we're going to pick a movie chosen by you there in the chat to bet on. Here we go. Diary of a Wimpy Kid wins. Ooh, boy.
Well, we all said number 3, yeah?
Yeah, there we go. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Mm. So, we're all going to take a bet on what we think the opening box office will be for that film. The person that's closest to the actual total will get bragging rights. They are the prognosticators amongst prognosticators. The loser will have to go see the film and tell us all about it. So, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul from Fox in 2,900 screens. We've all decided it would be coming in at number 3 this weekend at the box office behind Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and Alien Covenant. So,
how low and how high do we think Alien Covenant is going to be is the question. I don't... You know, sometimes I get these random numbers in my head. I'm like, let's just go with that.
All right. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Let me type mine in. Neil, are you feeling good about yours, sir?
No, but I think I have a number.
Me too. I'm the same. I'm like,
I will. Okay. I'm going to go with mine. All right.
Stardrew says 26 or 23. Okay.
All right. Well, mine's locked in, so I can't change that now.
Can't, but I'm close.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie, what do you got?
25.
I've got 19.
Oh, okay.
Neil?
I said 20.
You're in the middle.
No, Neil's in the middle.
You said 20.
I said 20.
Mm. Oh, man. All right, just come right into the
Alien Covenant at 30. 15 for Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Adelia said Diary of 18. Well, we're putting it at number 3, so it's like... but you know what? We've had plenty where, you know, they're real close. So it could be one of those that, like, you know...
Just stay anything 21 and under is great by me. That's great. That's perfect.
24. And
I'll
be like, yes.
No. Looks like Neil's got an easy weekend there. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for this episode of Box Office Breakdown. But the fun does not stop here. Mm-mm. It just gets started. You can like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Carrie, what should they do when they're on that YouTube channel?
It's funny, you guys, if you're not watching and just even listening, you don't know. I was like doing a thumbs up and like just mouthing the words, thumbs up on YouTube.
Yes, give us those thumbs up.
Yes, thumbs up on YouTube and comment down below on all the random stuff we talked about on this episode. Or that's another good question. What are some of your favorite comedies, any sort? I like sometimes where it's more of a blend, like it's an action comedy or a horror comedy. There's not many straight up comedies where I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, or even what's a film that if you come across that on TV, you will just stop and watch it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No matter where it's at in the course of the running time of the film. Yep. And, of course, folks, thanks everybody for hopping in the chat. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it. We couldn't do the show without you. So thanks so much for joining us every single week. We cannot tell you enough how much we appreciate your involvement.
Aww.
And if you want to continue the conversation with any of us after the show is over, Neil, where can they find you, sir?
Y'all can find me on Twitter or anywhere at TheNeilPlumley. That's TheNeilPlumley. Please don't go to my YouTube channel. I'm embarrassed by it.
That seems like look at that. I think he's trying to psych us out.
I was going to say, I think that means people are going to go. Yeah. Guys, you can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And right after this, I have American Gods After Show, which is awesome. So if you guys aren't watching already, you should get on that. And but that one will probably be switching time slots to before this show for later. So if some of you are like, that's really late, don't worry.
No, look at that. Carrie Lane looks out for you folks. She wants to take care of you guys.
I do, you know, I try.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I don't have any show after this, so I guess I'll just head home. There you go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks as always for joining us here for Box Office Breakdown. We'll see you back here next Sunday night.
See ya.
Bye, Delia. Reverse psychology. Thank you, Alvin. My gosh, my brain is not functioning well.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.